Now's a time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone. This is End Time Headlines, and welcome to the podcast today. It is Monday, the 18th of April. We are coming back from about a three-day break over Easter weekend. We pray and hope that everyone had a good time with their families and their friends and getting together at their local churches or wherever they gather together, if they are able to do that physically with other believers. So we're excited to get back in the saddle and to get started on this week. And we're going to kick this off by talking about a recent article that came out, some information that came out that was, in my opinion, screams end time biblical prophecy. So today I want to be talking about $300 microchip implants or $300 implants. And are we truly in the end times? So without further ado, let's get started after this thing. I'm going to pull up, this was a recent headline that we shared on endtimeheadlines.org on endtimeheadlines.com. And while we're pulling this up, if you're new to the broadcast, right there on Facebook Live, Rumble, or YouTube, or whatever platform that you're watching or listening from, that wherever you're able to comment, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new, if you're new, and where you guys are joining us from. We would always appreciate to hear that from you. So there was a recent poll that was given by the Joshua Fund that commissioned a survey, and it asked respondents to answer a question. What percentage of Americans believe that we are truly living in the end times? Let me say that again. What a survey was recently done asking Americans if they believe that we are truly living in the end times. So I want to give you a little bit of I want to give you the answers to that poll, the results of this. For example, the first question that was asked by this, by the Joshua Fund, was, quote, do you agree or disagree that Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which has ignited the largest land war in Europe since World War II, is one of the signs that Jesus spoke of in the Bible when he warned that there would be wars and rumors of wars in the last days prior to his return? What percentage of Americans as a whole believe that we're actually living in the end times? So these are some of the questions they asked. Now, let me give you the results. Is nearly 4 in 10 Americans surveyed, or 39.8%, said that they agree that the invasion is a sign of biblical prophecy coming to pass in the last days. Nearly the same number, around 40.3%, said they disagree. So there was, it was a very close tie here. 19.9% said they didn't know whether or not it was a sign of the coming of the Lord. Even though the percentage of Americans that identify as Christians have been steadily declining, 40% of Americans currently believe that we are in the period of wars and rumors of war that is described in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Again, now, here's another question that was asked on this survey. Do you agree or disagree that the COVID pandemic has caused more than 6 million, that allegedly has caused more than 6 million deaths worldwide, is one of the signs that Jesus spoke of in the Bible when he warned that there would be severe plagues in the last days before his return? Now, here's the results of this. 4 in 10 Americans, or 40.1%, agreed that the pandemic is a sign of biblical prophecy coming to pass in the last days. 41.1% said they disagree, and 18.7% said they were not sure. Again, to answer either of these first two questions positively, one would be required to absolutely believe that we're in the last days before the return of the Lord. So that seems to indicate that at least 40% of the U.S. population that was surveyed, at least here, believe that these are truly the end times. So this is interesting. So let's ask this question here live on Facebook Live. Of our audience that are watching, how many believe that we are truly in the end times? Yes, no, or I don't know. And let's see your answers here live on Facebook. And for you guys that are watching by podcast or listening by podcast, watching by YouTube or the rebroadcast of this, we'll give you the poll results. In fact, why don't you participate as well? Even though it's not live, I'm going to go through and we'll gather all the information as well. We'll look it up on Rumble. We'll look it up on YouTube and whatnot. And we'll give you later this week, we'll give you the results of that. So this is going to be interesting. Now, so I want to transition and I'm going to give you this is an actual headline. And before we get to that, I'm going to bring up a report that came out on April 21st of last year that ties right in with this. So in fact, let's do that first. Let me pull that article up first. And it's Amazon back in spring of last year of 2021, they rolled out what they call their palm scanning payment system.
Move over, Apple Pay. Amazon is trying to muscle its way into your digital wallet.
Amazon is ramping up its contactless payment system nationwide that works by scanning the palm of your hand right there. Kit Doe takes it for a test drive.
So the new payment systems have been rolling out across the country for the past year. Finally, here in the Bay Area, we get our very first one, and it launched this morning.
You really gotta hand it to Amazon.
Will you be paying with your palm today?
For trying to put the future of payments right in the palm of your,
right there, perfect.
It's called Amazon One, a new contactless payment system that launched for the first time in Northern California at their store in Santana Row. To sign up, first insert a credit card and then hold your hand over the special camera. It'll scan the lines, ridges, and even pattern of veins inside your hand. The algorithm then creates a unique palm signature. The whole process takes about a minute.
And you can just hold your hand right over it?
Tommy Alas was the first person in the Bay Area to sign up.
What'd you think?
I think it was really cool. Very convenient form of payment. Just quick and easy.
Liz Gonzalez thinks the new technology could come in handy.
That was easy.
There you go.
People like me, I'm very forgetful. I always forget my credit card or my watch, and now I don't need to remember to bring my palm.
If anyone can get this popular, it'll be Amazon.
Ian Schur with CNET says all signs point to this new technology as being safe and reliable. In the past year, the company has rolled out the palm scanners to 60 locations around the country, including mobile ticketing for a concert venue in Denver and a number of Whole Foods locations. But for consumers, old habits die hard.
Amazon One is what they're calling this, debuted in September of 2021, is currently in 2020, is currently in use at about a dozen Amazon physical stores and allows shoppers to pay for items. Now listen to this, by placing their palm over a scanning device. The first time shoppers use this kiosk, they have to insert a credit card to link it with their palm print. Again, so you take your credit card, your banking account system, your system of buying and selling, if you would, and you link it to the palm of your hand. Why? So that the next time you go to a Whole Foods or you go to a whatever department store or whatever stores that Amazon and whatever other companies come along and they expand this technology like Disney. I know you can go to a Disney because you can enter into the park now and you simply scan the palm of your hand and it reads your fingerprints and it brings up all your information. So again, there's a system here that's being introduced of at this time buying with the palm of your hand or making purchases with the introduction of the palm of your hand. So it's conditioning a society to accept and embrace the normality of purchasing products, materials, services with the palm of your hand. Now, eventually it will go to not only buying, but selling. How do I know that? Revelation 13, we'll bring it up in just a second. We're going to show you this. All right. Amazon, according to the article, initially will roll out Amazon One, or they did, at a Whole Foods in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood, not far from the company's headquarters, before launching the system at 7 Seattle area Whole Foods in the coming month. As far as I know, this has already happened. So this has already transpired. This has already taken place. So this is fully implemented. Somebody say fully implemented, fully conditioned to society to embrace this. All right. Now I'm going somewhere with this. So just hang on with me. The palm scanning technology will be offered as just one of many payments options at participating Whole Foods stores, Amazon said, quote, and won't impact store employees' job responsibilities. Amazon acquired the grocery chain back in 2017 for more than $13 billion. Amazon has said it hopes to sell the palm scanning technology to other companies like retailers, stadiums, and office buildings. That's what we're talking about today. That is the goal. That is the initiative. That is the agenda, the purpose, of the intent of where this is going. In fact, Amazon was said, quoting, again, I'm going to quote this, it was, quote, in active discussions with several potential customers. According to this report back in April of 2021, it is unclear whether Amazon has signed any agreements with third parties interested in using the system. However, the company says thousands of people have signed up to use it at Amazon stores. Thousands are embracing this. All right. Now, but then this is recent. I'm going to pull this up. Look at this. Quote, the microchip implants that let you pay with your hand. All right, here's another report. Tech company will implant payment chip into your hand. Once it's activated in a digital wallet app, those with the chip will be able to make purchases at most businesses worldwide by swiping their hand over a card reader.
Well, many have started paying for things with our phones, even watches.
One company, though, wants to take that technology to another level by implanting a chip in your hand. So the overseas company WalletMore is selling the microchip in parts of Europe. It's about the size of a grain of rice, goes under the skin. It's then activated using a digital wallet app. The chip is going for about $300. And the company says at least 200 people have gotten them implanted already.
Who
I would have
people?
Many questions for a doctor about that.
Yeah, how healthy
didn't look
is
very
that
micro,
for you?
Did it?
No.
It was pretty big.
I mean, it was a pretty big chip.
I mean, you know, a paper cut hurts. You're going to put a thing like that? You know,
what happens
hand?
If you have to change banks? You got to like get
right.
That
you got
to
change it out.
I don't know. I ain't interested in it. Keep it away from me.
I would just want to know how it affects your body.
Yeah, it can't be good. It can't be good to put some electronic device in your body and keep it there. Ooh-wee. Good luck with that. Yeah.
Now, this is being introduced in the United Kingdom. I want to read this to you. Instead of carrying a wallet in a back pocket or purse, a tech company wants people to carry it under their skin. Quote, the British-Polish company WalletMore is selling microchips as an alternative payment option. The company says the chip is roughly the size of a grain of rice and will cost a mere $300 to have this done. And listen to me, friends, people are running to it for convenience. Since it does not come inside a credit card, the chip must be implanted into the body, with the company recommending the hand. How convenient. But I want to emphasize something here. Notice it said it must be implanted in the body. That's all going to be important again when I get ready to show you this in Revelation 13, which most of you guys know where we're going with this. But remember at the beginning, what did I talk about at the beginning of this segment? How many believe that we're truly in the time of the end or in the end times? Perhaps if you don't believe that we are, maybe a story like this will change your mind or at least provoke you to think about it. Once activated in a digital wallet app, WalletMore says those with this chip will be able to make purchases at most businesses around the world by simply swiping their hand over a card reader. As of right now, the chips are only being sold to citizens of the United Kingdom, Switzerland, and countries in the European Union. Interesting, because I believe the European Union is going to play a huge role in the seventh empire of Bible prophecy that lasts a short space of 42 months, and it will entail or it will consist of 10 kingdoms, 10 nations, or these 10 horns that John talked about, that Daniel talked about, the 10 toes. Remember, this is where the Antichrist rises up. So it's interesting that this technology, hello, the same location that's going to be instrumental in paving the way for the Antichrist's rise to power is the same location that the conditioning of a society to embrace a system that the Antichrist will be directly involved in buying and selling with your hand or your forehead. According to WalletMore, nearly 200 people have already had the implants, and you can expect that number to grow. The company suggests using a surgeon or one of its trusted specialists for the minor operation. And buyer's remorse won't be a thing, because once the implant goes in, WalletMore says there are no refunds. Now, having said that, let me show you this. Again, everybody should know this. Revelation 13, this is where it's going, guys. Whether you believe it or not, one day in the future, whether it's several years from now, a decade from now, longer, we don't know. No man knows the day nor the hour of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we as believers are not in darkness that this day should overtake us, but we should know the times and the seasons in which we are in. And that is why we're revealing this to you today. All the technology is here. The conditioning for this is here. The convenience of this is here. The political system, the climate, the culture, it's here. The demand of it is here. The Great Reset will, in no doubt in my mind, thrust this capability and technology in light speed to be readily available. Because eventually, again, remember, if you watched our last podcast that we did, we talked about there is coming, again, this is according to the World Economic Forum and the leaders of the nations that gathered recently for their meeting, they are looking for, they are anticipating a global currency that will, watch this, be a transition or a shifting from the old system of paper currency to a new system, which will be a digital currency.
We are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly, we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one. And the new one, the new accounting, is what we call blockchain. It means digital. It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private, but what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well.
And we talked about this. If you didn't catch that broadcast, you need to go back and you need to listen to that in detail. And we talked about in detail what a digital currency means, what it entails, why it's important, and why they want that. It's not just for convenience of purchasing. It's also very convenient for tracking every transaction of every citizen around the world in every nation. All right. Again, but listen, this is not, we're not trying to promote fear mongering. We're not trying to scare you. We're trying to prepare you. Because listen, these are trying times and these are exhausting times, but these are exciting times. Revelation 13, 16, and 17, eventually in the future, in the tribulation, the false prophet will initiate a system. He will work with the Antichrist and he will cause all, that's every citizen in the world, both small, great, rich, poor, and free, and slave, to receive a mark. And again, different translations. This is the New King James, says on the original 1611 King James says in. So I like to play it safe and say that, again, there will be a mark that will be received in or on the right hand or in or on the forehead. And without whatever this system is that will be required with an implant, insertion, or on, I'm just, again, I'm trying to be conservative and cover all the bases here. Without this, without you pledging to this or participating in this, you will not be able to buy or sell, except that you have the mark or the name or the number of the beast. Now, again, remember right now, present tense 2022, this is all about buying and purchasing with conditioning a society to buying and purchasing with the convenience of a device inserted in the hand. So eventually, guys, listen, we got to get to the point where we are no longer, seeing purchasing only, but also selling, making exchanges, making trades, both buying and selling with the same methods and the same technology. Also, I believe being in Revelation 13, being that Revelation 13 in the context of this, because if you go before that, he talks about, again, it talks about, John talks about the false prophet also having the people of the nations create an image of the beast so that the people of the nations will worship this image that will be likened unto the beast, the first beast, which is the Antichrist. So the Antichrist will be worshiped in essence. So I believe, and I've said this for years, that whatever this system is, it's going to be directly involved with the religion of the Antichrist and the false prophet. So again, we've got to get from point A, which is where we're at now, and we got to get to point B, which is, number one, it's in the tribulation, because that's when this happens. And number two is we've got to get eventually to buying and selling with a mark, a number, or name of the beast somehow, some way, placed in or on the right hand and in and on the forehead. But I'm telling you, the entire conditioning of this and the acceptance of this in society is here. It's happening. And here you have a company that's already expanding. What they're expanding in the United Kingdom and Switzerland and the European Union. So it's expanding. This company is expanding. And for $300, you would be shocked how many people would be lined up for the sheer, listen, for if anything, it would be just for the convenience of not having a wallet or a credit card or cash that you have to keep up with. In fact, what was it? The state of Arizona now is now allowing you to put your driver's license on your phone. And this is in my state, the state of Georgia and other states, this is all coming there as well. But guys, eventually wallets will be done away with, purses will not be needed anymore. Everything is going to be right here on your phone. And then it'll be even more convenient than having it on your phone. It'll just be in your body, right here, your hand. Your hand will be there. Now, I've always been puzzled, and I'm just going to, let me leave you with this, and I want to make a disclaimer real quick. The insertion of a device in or on the right hand, that makes sense to me. I just showed you that. We're seeing a picture of this. This is not really mind-boggling to figure out the technology is here to do that. But the one thing I've always been intrigued, and the one thing I get questioned all the time in person, at my local church, online, on emails, whatever, people always ask me, what do you think the forehead is? Now, my Seventh-day Adventist brothers and sisters will say it's Sunday worship, and they'll tie it with that. But can I propose, again, I can't be dogmatic about this, and I'm not saying that this is it. So don't go around telling people what Brother Ricky said. This is part of the mark of the beast. I don't know. I'm just saying, isn't it interesting? Listen to me really close. Isn't it interesting that the big tech giants, Zuckerberg, Bezos, Musk, all these guys, they know, and many of these tech companies and many of these entrepreneurs, these business individuals, all these high-ranking individuals, you'd be shocked, are investing lots of money into the metaverse. Now, again, for you guys that don't know what the metaverse is, it's virtual reality. And it requires, listen to me, it requires you and I putting something over our forehead, our eyes and forehead. Now, I'm not saying this is the mark of the beast, but isn't it interesting that according to, not, this is not my opinion, but according to big tech voices and futurists and those who make these big predictions, they're saying that not hundreds of thousands, but billions of people on planet Earth by 2030 will be in the metaverse, and they will be living, they will be buying, they will be selling, they will be carrying out everyday activities in the metaverse. There was an article that said that a real estate guru just purchased $16,000 in land in the metaverse. Restaurant chains are building restaurants in the metaverse. I know it makes no sense at all, but I'm telling you, listen, I'm just like you guys. I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. I don't get it. I think it's ridiculous, but I'm telling you, people are embracing it. And let's just say, let me throw in a hypothesis. That's a tongue twister for me. It's, I don't know why I got tied up there. Let me throw a hypothesis out there for you. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that these futurists and those who are predicting this are right. Let's say they are correct in their assessment, and billions of people, or a huge majority of the populace, begin to embrace the metaverse. Listen to me. That means there is going to be, listen, some type of currency that will be exchanged in the metaverse. Why? To carry out transactions in the metaverse, to live, to buy, and to sell, and to trade in the metaverse, in this virtual reality. And again, it all has to be done with some type of device on your face, on your head, or could it be your foot? Because remember, you got to understand something. When John wrote down what he saw and what was given to him, he did not have the vocabulary, nor did he have the images that we understand today in our modern vernacular or our dictionary. So John has to, how can I articulate this? John has to, he has to describe something that he saw way out in the future using the language and the imagery of 90 to 95 AD. Y'all get what I'm saying? So, and I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying that this is part of the mark of the beast. What I'm saying is, I could see how could this could be possible. Because John's saying, look, I saw something in or on the right hand and in or on the forehead, and without it, society was not able to buy, sell, and trade. Now, I can show you whatever this is and wherever it goes. I'm going to throw out something else right here to leave this. Let you think about this. In the book of Revelation, it says during the tribulation, those who accepted the mark of the beast, or those who took it, right, in their right hand or in their forehead, those who took the mark, number one, it says they will be damned to hell. There will be no redemption. They have swore their allegiance to Satan and his system by taking that mark. So if you're listening to me, watching this today, replay, live, if you think you're going to be a tribulation soldier, and you think that you're going to take the mark of the beast because you're going to survive, you and your family, and then you're going to renounce it later on when Christ comes back, that's not going to happen. Once you partake of that system, you are doomed to hell. That's what the Bible says. Number two, it also says that there will be individuals in the tribulation that they will try to remove. Somehow they're trying to remove this, whatever this is, in on their right hand or in or on their forehead. And as a result of them tampering with it or trying to remove it, watch this. It says God brings a type of judgment upon them for receiving it. And the Bible calls it grievous sores. So grievous sores appear on individuals who took the mark of the beast. Now, here's what's interesting. If per se Let's, again, here's another hypothesis. And I'm sure YouTube just loves hypothesis. Google loves hypothesis because they love flagging you about it because it's dangerous and derogatory. So let me just keep on speaking dangerous and derogatory today. Something has got to power a chip in your right hand or possibly in your forehead. Something has to power it to keep it going. There is some headlines, information, researchers, tech companies that have all said that it's possible that they will use lithium batteries to power this, and it will be powered by the body heat that you put off and you generate. Now, they also said that if you were to try to remove it and try to tear it out of your flesh, you could risk busting or breaking the lithium battery, which could cause really bad problems for your skin, whether it's in your hand or your forehead. Could it be possible that this is all going to come to play in the book of Revelation during the tribulation period? And this is what John saw. One thing, listen, I can't prove that the metaverse is going to be a part of this. Can't do that. I can only speculate. It could be. I can't prove to you that a microchip implant is the mark of the beast. I'm saying it could be. But one thing is for sure, and that is this, that we have to agree today that the technology and the conditioning for society to embrace this system is absolutely here, whether you want to believe that or not. We cannot deny that. We may differ on the war and on the pandemic, whether or not those are signs of the coming of the Lord, but guys, are you kidding me? How much more clear can you get when it comes to signs of the coming of the Lord? So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, guys, don't forget to share this. Share this, tag people in this, let them know about our ministry, let them know what we're doing. Our mission statement is to inform our readers and listeners of the times and seasons in which we are in according to Bible prophecy. EndTimeHeadlines.org, EndTimeHeadlines.com. That's where you can find us. That's our main website. That's where you can keep up with our ministry. That's where you can subscribe. And again, don't forget to download our free app. If you don't have our app yet, get it today. It's on Apple. It's on Android. It's free. You can be notified of all of our headlines and all of our recent, latest, and upcoming podcasts when they come out. You can either watch or listen or both at your leisure. And it's all there at the app for your convenience. And it's absolutely free. As always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. Again, if this ministry is a blessing to you, if it encourages you, it equips you on a weekly basis, all we ask as you pray about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website right there. It's easy to do. Or you can give by check or money order. And that is End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we thank you for taking the time out today to be a part of our broadcast. Again, we're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on here tomorrow, and we'll bring you something else that will another talking point. We have a lot lined up. We've got some recent headlines that are definitely good talking points that we'll talk about in our podcast. So let me pray for you guys. Again, if you are maybe someone invited you here, or to the podcast, or you're new, and you don't know the Lord, you're away from the Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit of God convicts you where you're at, and that He draws you to repentance, and that you today make the best decision you could ever make, and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart by putting your faith in Him, your trust in Him. and he will put your name in a Lamb's Book of Life. The Bible says in the book of Romans, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you shall be saved. It's a free gift, for it is the gift of God through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. You can't negotiate it. It's a free gift. And the Bible says that he has given it freely to all mankind. And it's only up to you to receive that today. It's all up to you, guys. It's all up to you, my friend, to receive that today. If you're away from God, you knew him at one time and you're backslid. Come on, he's drawing you. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to get back into the kingdom, back into the fold, back into the saddle. And come on, and be steadfast in the Lord in these end times. So let me pray for you guys real quick, and we're going to sign off for today. Again, we thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for everyone that's watching today, everyone's listening today, either live or by the rebroadcast this. Lord, I ask that you'd bless them today exceedingly and abundantly and above all that they could even think or ask, according to your riches and glory. We ask that you'd bless them coming in, bless them going out, and bless them forevermore. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may they be the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. Lord, I just speak healing over sick bodies, restoration over marriages. I speak blessings over businesses and over ministries. And I ask that the angel of the Lord would keep these today from any harm, danger, or disabling accidents. And it's the name of Jesus we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. So guys, again, we're signing off for today. Be sure to be back here tomorrow, probably about the same time, around 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. Eastern time, roughly is about what time we usually come on. But until then, God bless you, and we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.